Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
In the right-wing forums where they congregate, some advocate rape. Some advocate what happened in Toronto. But this is just one expression of the so-called alt-right. Now it seems a permanent part of the political debate since the election of the aforementioned Donald Trump. Mike Wendling is the author of Alt-Right, From 4chan to the White House. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon.
Within the alt-right spectrum, is there any group or subgroup who are in favour of something in that they advocate this is the way society should be?
If you get to the extreme version of the alt-right, the most extreme version, what you find is you have people who are advocating a system of nation states that's completely defined by race, right? So Richard Spencer, who's one of the most famous white nationalists in America, he's kind of the leader of the alt-right and particularly that faction of the alt-right. He says that Europe should be made of white nations, white ethnostates. Africa should be made up of black ethnostates, so on to Asia, everywhere around the world.
Beyond that, then, and is that a relatively small group surrounded by people who hate various groups and people who just like to agitate?
Yeah, I mean, despite that sort of one concrete goal of a particular sort of hardcore sect, actually, this is a movement that's fueled by opposition. It's fueled by what they're against and not what they're for. They are against feminism. They're against multicultural or multi-ethnic democracy. They're against political correctness, but broadly, they're against sort of speech that they don't like coming from people who they might view as being liberals or leftists. It's kind of a broad constellation of hatred, but it's a hatred that kind of is the one thing that has, until very recently, held this political movement together.
Do they view it? Do the Richard Spencers of the world view some of the others as all part of the same movement, or is it a kind of it's convenient at the moment?
The alt-right having sort of shot into fame on the back of on the heels of Donald Trump. Donald Trump was sort of a galvanizing force. So in 2016, while Trump, the candidate, was running, they loved it. And they loved the attention that they got when Hillary Clinton, for instance, referenced them in a big speech just before the election. Since then, the movement has been beset by infighting. And what we find is actually it's been fractured. And it all came into sharp relief, actually, last August in Charlottesville in Virginia, when there was a very violent march called Unite the Right. And actually what it did, and the violence and the attack that happened there where a counter-protester was killed, was kind of disunite the right. And they've been bickering and falling apart ever since.
What's the nature of that bickering? What are they bickering about?
Well, I mean, for a movement that's brought together by what they despise, they kind of having sort of seen sort of mainstream success in a way, and having sort of filtered into the consciousness in the Western media, they have found that they don't really have the tools equipped to sort of make a movement. So what they're arguing about is emphasis. Some are very conspiratorial. That's a big issue. There's a very anti-Semitic slice of the alt-right veering on neo-Nazi, whereas other, I guess you might call less extreme, but we would probably most people would consider them extreme even then. But in the terms of the alt-right, they're a little bit less extreme. Say that, you know, push away the anti-Semitic and the outwardly racist stuff. So disagreements of emphasis, and then also just kind of disagreements on organization, disagreements in personality. There's, as people have gotten big social media followings off the back of the political movement, others have been jealous and others have been eager to sort of bring them down or call them out because they aren't the right race. Women in the movement, for instance, are often derided because they're outspoken women. That just doesn't fit with their worldview. So all these tensions are coming and splitting the movement.
Is there any degree of disenchantment with Donald Trump? Certainly Alex Jones isn't too happy with them.
There's definitely disenchantment with Donald Trump, for sure. Donald Trump has been, in what he's been able to do, mostly a more conventional Republican president. You know, there's one major thing, with one major piece of the legislation has been tax cuts. And that's not on the alt-right agenda at all. They want a wall built, and they want immigration bans, and they they want a much more radical agenda than actually how he's played out in office. And particularly, in a weird sort of way, they are against military action. They are some factions are actually in favor of the Syrian government. And so when Trump bombed the Syrian government, the forces of President Assad, they were really, really upset about that.
Mm. Now, why did it start on 4chan? What was 4chan originally?
4chan originally was anything goes, total free speech, anarchic, and actually at the beginning, quite a non-serious forum, a playground for people to shed their identities. Everyone on there is anonymous, and just kind of say whatever they want, whatever pops into their head. 4chan discovered that they could actually, through in the early years, we're talking 10 or more years ago, they discovered that they had the ability to do funny pranks and actually corral a lot of mostly young men to do raids on websites or just do funny YouTube pranks, for instance. Mm. And then a core of activists, which we kind of later became known as Anonymous, because they are anonymous on 4chan, realized that they actually could use this for some sort of political power. So they had a big campaign, for instance, against the Church of Scientology. That was one of their sort of chosen enemies. They've done actually work against corruption and in favor of internet freedom and information freedom. That was kind of the second generation of 4chan. Extremists saw this and started to move in. And by the time we get to 2015 and 2016, it turned into, and we're talking about one particular bit of 4chan called Poll, that board turned into the breeding ground for the alt-right, using the same sort of techniques, but for completely sort of different ends.
It seems to be, and it still seems to be, a very disparate group of people. As you say, people, you know, men who just hate women, or they hate political correctness, or they like Pepe the Frog memes, or they just want to be provocative, rather than this one big ideology that's bonding them all together. So do we know, in the real world, are these groups of people, or are they just guys living in their mother's basements?
Yeah, some of them are guys living in their mother's basements. Some of them are the ones that I've met are actually a range of people in terms of sort of ages and backgrounds. You know, some of them come from well-off backgrounds and they are particularly ideological. Others were drawn to it just because they were drawn to the fact that they needed something in their lives. So, for instance, I detail in the book a guy named Ian, who was actually quite a charming guy. I spent an afternoon in a pub with Ian, and you know, you would probably not notice him walking down the street. He lived with his dad and lived on benefits, was unemployed, did a little bit of voluntary work, but he had very strong neo-Nazi beliefs, and he identified as a member of the alt-right. I don't want to sort of say, you know what, they're everywhere, because I think that that's a little bit of it's not quite accurate. It's not like these people are necessarily hiding. A few of them are. A few of them have sort of like disguised their involvement in the movement. It's more the people that aren't sort of part of mainstream societies and communities who are probably more drawn into this movement.
Mm. Though by describing it as a movement, I suppose implies that it might have some influence or political power. Is it possible at all to ascertain whether they had any actual material role in the election of Donald Trump, or they were just, you know, noisy cheerleaders?
Yeah, it's really not. I it's really, I'd be fascinated if somebody actually sort of tackled that question head on. Well, I mean, what we can say is this: where did Donald Trump win the election? Did Donald Trump won the election in the Midwest, in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin? And you know what? A lot of people, a lot of young people who are drawn into the alt-right come from the Middle West. I come from that region myself, and I went to university in Ohio, and I recognize the kind of people who go on to these forums. On the other hand, you know, the Trump phenomenon was much broader than that. And who votes? Not generally sort of these younger people. I didn't find any evidence that younger people were sort of drawn to Trump anymore, if you look at the actual statistics from the election, because of anything that was happening on 4chan. It's that compared with, you know, an out of work steel worker who is probably in their 50s and probably never heard of 4chan. So, you know, it's very, very difficult to parse. What we can say is that, you know, they have had influence on the mainstream conversation. If you just look at the types of words they use, the language, you know, calling someone, for instance, a libtard or a snowflake. This is language that's drawn directly from the alt-right. It's having that influence on the way people are talking about politics all the time.
Yeah. Also, is there a relationship between the things that are said in these forums and actions in the real world? And for instance, what just happened in Toronto, is that possibly an example of that? Because this chap was an incel, apparently.
Yeah, that's right. So he posted, and Facebook has confirmed this, that he put a post on Facebook that mentioned 4chan, that said that he was an incel. That's short for involuntarily celibate. It's basically a community. It's a subsection of the men's rights movement, closely linked to 4chan and the alt-right, that these people are sexually frustrated. They can't get girlfriends, and they form communities online to talk about this and actually spread a lot of quite vile, hateful stuff about women, but also about other men. The details of that particular incident are coming out, but clearly there is a link there. Clearly this suspect knew about these forums, perhaps even visited them, had a grip on their language, and we'll just see how sort of closely he was tied with, say, 4chan. We won't know until we find out more from the police. It's not the first example of this. Of course, I mentioned Charlottesville and the attacker there who's been charged with murder. There's been others stretching back to about 2014. There's quite a long list, a string of violent attacks and even killings that have been linked with people who have come under the influence of these ideas, for sure.
But could one say that they're losing influence to some degree because they had most relevance, or they were getting most attention at least during the presidential election?
Yeah, and because of the way that it's cracking up and those sort of internal tensions which have happened since Trump took office, and since we've seen sort of street violence in not only in Charlottesville but in other places in the U.S. Since all that has happened, I suppose the idea that they could actually be a force, that they can actually turn all this energy online into a real political force, has kind of gone away, but the ideas that are at its core are certainly not going away. They are certainly going to be picked up by other people. We're kind of just waiting to see what form that might take and whether that could actually lead to something that might be, perhaps a lot more destructive than the alt-right could ever be.
Mike Wendling is a BBC journalist and the author of Alt-Right from 4chan to the White House. Mike, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.